Joe Fisher joins us now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, for our daily visit. Joe, what's going on with you this morning?
Good morning, guys. Mark, did you have a good tour of the area?
I should know better, and you know that. It's, what can I tell you? They took the sign down.
Oh, there you go.
That is not a very good defense.
I have no defense.
I-40 to 840 to the Speedway.
I know.
Hey, Joe? I think anything's a good defense at 5:30 in the morning, Mark.
It's two right turns and a left turn. I mean,
I left home soon enough to get here on time. I failed to do so, and I feel bad for Kevin.
It's okay. Joe, we had a caller a few minutes ago asking about the quarterback situation for Vanderbilt, and you talked about that some this week with Larry Smith and Mackenzie Adams, and we talked about it with Coach Johnson as well. As we start here, just give a quick synopsis of what's going on with that battle that will probably continue on into camp.
Yeah, I think, Kevin, we will have a quarterback. No, really, it is a battle that is going to continue on into the fall between all three of those guys, really. Larry Smith, Mackenzie Adams, and Jared Funk have all gotten a lot of playing time during the spring. Larry, of course, looked very good in the bowl game, and a lot of people thought might have the edge going into the spring. Mackenzie certainly has the edge in experience. So all those things factored in, I think Coach Johnson likes the idea of those guys competing against each other for that job instead of declaring one automatically the number one. So the bottom line to it all is they've all had a lot of reps during the spring. They're all going to come back in the fall in the same situation, and then at some point through the course of the fall, whatever that might be, and it could be the week of the first game, you know, they'll make a decision, an announcement of who the guy's number one guy is going to be.
Joe, it's pretty fascinating when you look on one of the Vanderbilt websites. They did a great job of listing all the redshirt freshmen from a year ago and their possible impact. And you know, they were very excited about guys like Archie Barnes, and
yep.
You know, we already know about John Cole, and also a guy like Michael Bryant, a lineman out of Laverne. You know, talk about the guys, Ryan Fowler, a yep. place kicker, you know, who could actually be the starter. Who are they most excited about after looking at this crop, you know, from the spring session?
Well, those guys you just rattled off. Archie Barnes is one of those guys that falls into the athlete category. You know, they've even run him a little bit at quarterback. They put him, you know, at receiver, at defensive back. He's an athlete. He can play all different kinds of positions. And their challenge is really trying to find him a place that fits on the field where he can do the most good for the team. So they're still utilizing him in a number of ways. Ryan Fowler has a chance to be the starting place kicker. The surprise to that, if there is one, has been Brett Upson. You know, Brett has actually, during the course of the spring, dusted off the place-kicking shoes and started doing that. And he's been very consistent, not from long, long range, but really, you know, from 40 yards and in, he's been almost automatic. And so I think a lot of us can foresee a scenario where maybe Fowler is asked to handle, you know, kickoffs and a lot of the long-distance kicking, and Upson might handle shorter kicks. We'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But that's been one of the bigger surprises in the spring. I don't think they expected that to happen.
And this is one of the building blocks to why I think Bobby Johnson is going to consistently roll out teams that are going to be bowl contenders, because they are committed to redshirting most of their yep. freshmen, sending them to John Sisk and his staff in the weight room. And I think, you know, last year we really started to see how it paid dividends, and I think we're going to see it continue. A position, you know, for example, where they may not have one particular standout is D-line, where yep. they've got really good depth, and it's going to be very interesting because they've created a situation where they've got competition, where they've got talent, and like any good team, any good program, a few are always going to jump out.
Yeah, I think a guy like Greg Billinger is a guy that's probably going to start to get a little more notoriety. He had an outstanding year last year. Is a very solid player in the middle. I think you're going to see him start to get a little more attention. TJ Greenstone is another that really came on. But you're right, it's a defensive line that sort of plays by committee. Now, Broderick Stewart out on the corner with that tremendous speed. Hopefully he'll be back full speed after the leg injury he suffered and ended his year. But I think that you're right that the goal is to try to redshirt as many of the freshmen as possible. Now, there are going to be the notable exceptions. For example, John Cole would have been one of them
yeah.
To come in and give you the automatic speed at receiver that you need and looking for. But by and large, you're right. And the other reason they are able to do that, or they like to do it, is so many times you've seen them in the recruiting process, target a guy and recruit him and say it's 6'4", 225, and recruit him as a linebacker, bring him in, get him that extra year, put about 30 pounds on him, and put him on the defensive line.
Sort of what happened with Thomas Welch.
Yep, they've done a great job at identifying those type players and identifying different roles for them and letting them grow into them.
Joe, will let you go on that. Should mention that baseball yesterday at Greer, Beaumont beat Vanderbilt 15-6.
Yep. Got off to a rough start, came back, took a 5-4 lead, and then Beaumont got the bats going again. They're a good baseball team. Greer looks great. First time I've been in it since they've done a lot of the renovation work. It looks very nice. I was very impressed with it.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.